You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Singer Lizzie Schell is a newcomer to Michigan's music scene, and now she's out with her debut album, Seed. After struggling with depression and dropping out of college, it was writing and music that helped her heal. Stateside's Mercedes Mejia tells us about this coming-of-age album, revealing some of the artist's deepest fears and hopes.
Lizzie Schell was born in Ypsilanti. She grew up in Arizona and recently moved back to Michigan. Her love for music began at a young age.
My mom says when I was a toddler, we had a little Tykes piano, and she said that I had all of the little sheets of one-line songs memorized by the time I was 3 or 4, and I would make up my own little tunes.
Schell and her family are part of a Pentecostal movement within the Catholic Church. Not only was there music in her home, there was also plenty of philosophical conversations around the dinner table.
A lot of thinking, a lot of critical thinking of not just what are we seeing, but what does it mean and what's the impact on you as a person from the TV that you watch, from the movies you watch, the music you listen to.
Faith and music are important parts of Lizzie's identity.
I am a pretty conservative millennial for all of my peers. I find that there's a lot of things that a lot of my peers experience that I can't relate to because it just hasn't been my life. It hasn't been my story. Kind of the sex, drugs, rock and roll, excitement, pleasure seeking, high seeking. We all have our iterations of that, of course, but I think I've had a very different experience of that than a lot of people.
Staring down the barrel of a straight black line. I'd fall in love, but who has the time? And I never met a heart quite like mine. Tobacco and turpentine break apart armored heart.
In your writing, there are subtle references to faith, and it's really interesting to discover. For example, in the song Armored Heart, you write, "The only way I know to fight is to run. Break apart armored heart. Break apart alabaster jar." And in the Bible, Mary Magdalene anoints Jesus' feet with perfume from an alabaster jar. What significance does the alabaster jar have for you?
It's one of my favorite stories in Scripture. It's a stunning and important piece of literature, if nothing else. But I've heard that alabaster jar described as a jar that doesn't have a lid. Like, it wouldn't be like a mason jar that we would think of. It would have been like one complete box. And so in order to get the oil out, you had to smash the jar and pour all of it. Also, traditionally, that was like what you would use to anoint your husband on the night of your wedding night. Like, that was what you were saving as your heritage, sort of, that you were bringing into your married life. And she was so ready to give that to the person she loved the most. And her courage just like blows me away, walking through all these critics and condemnation, just going to the person she loved and saying, "Have it all."
I'm afraid of love because I'm too young. The only way I know to fight is to run.
The song is really about giving of my own heart and giving it in fullness and without fear and without reserve and without guardedness or armor. And that image struck me so hard as like, if you're going to love, you have to break the jar and giving the whole package, the whole self.
I'm Letting Go is the opening track, and it's the most coming-of-age song on the album. Let's take a listen.
I am already a combination of the judgment of my father and the sorrow of my mother. I am the disappointed victim of the long and trying absence of my one and only brother.
Yeah, this is really about me accepting some of the deeper pieces of adulthood, moving out on my own and living in a new place and deciding what I want to do with my life and what directions I want to take in terms of my work and my creativity and all these things.
I'm letting go of the child that I've been. I'm moving on.
Michelle went to college, but like many young adults, she began to struggle with depression. She crash-landed at home, dropped out of college, and then had to figure out what was next. In the song, you write, "I'm letting go of this life inside my fist. I'm holding out for the light at the end of all of this."
I think that that chorus, "I'm letting go of the life inside my fist," kind of a recognition that none of us have control. Even if we have a plan and we think we have control, there are so many factors that act in our lives outside of our direct influence that we have to have a trust in something, karma or fate or God or destiny or luck. There's just no way to live thinking that everything is on my shoulders, everything is only my doing, or what a heavy way to live anyway. And so I think there's this releasing of the life in my fist, and then this sense of being open-handed then for whatever's going to come my way. I'm holding out for the light at the end of all of this, and I believe there's no meant to be that's ever really missed. Is I actually stole some of that from a letter that John Steinbeck wrote to his son, a favorite author of mine, and you never miss anything really good. He was writing to his very young son about love in high school, and he just kind of said, if it's meant to be, it'll come. You won't miss it. There's no rush. You don't have to be anxious about playing every card right. And that struck me as such a statement of faith, really, even though he himself was not a man of faith, that there is this confidence and like, what's for me will come to me.
Believing there was light at the end of the tunnel, she took a job in Kansas, working for a Catholic nonprofit organization doing campus outreach. And she did a lot of soul searching and began to write.
Carry me in the arms of the Missouri. Lead me through the trees to the river.
That was a time of total lift. Like, I had totally pulled out of my trajectory in all these other ways and places. It was not something that had been in the cards for me, but I was in a tiny town in Atchison, Kansas, which makes an appearance in one of the songs, Carry Me. It was just small and a slower pace of life. There was really nothing I had to be concerned with except my personal wellness and being a part of this community of people, which is a really, really great community. That was a time of great healing for me.
Let's take a listen to the last track off the album. It's called Buried Alive, and it starts off a bit dark, but there's a lot of hope in this song.
I was buried alive beneath the earth without breath, pushing at the dirt above, desperate for the light. And the sky, I could feel myself breaking.
I loved this song as a closing because it fit so perfectly, just musically and thematically. And I felt so good about ending this record, which was such a dream project for me, on this note of just elevation.
But I was only a seed, and I was safe below, and I had to break out of myself to grow.
It's sort of rises and crescendos through the end of the song, and I loved that as a direction of the whole album, to say like, we've been all in this process, we've been wrestling with all these tensions, now let's just like soar up, like get out of the muck and the mire and lift your eyes up. Look, there's good things ahead. There's good things coming. There's growth. Here comes the sun moment of hopefulness.
Lizzie Schell, her debut album, Seed, is out now. She's having a release show on Friday, May 19th in downtown Ypsilanti at Bona Sera Underground. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. My delight. Thank you for having me.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.